How you doing, guys? My name is Raymond Britton. I've been asked go back and recollect at a concert I was at with Phil Lynott many years ago in 1981, actually it was, where I took 17 people in a Renault 12, my father's Renault 12, to this gig. The car could barely move, but nobody believed that Phil was actually going to turn up for the gig, and there was a massive lineup with the lookalikes. Various other bands were there as well, also. But we arrived at the Astoria in Bundoran, and there was not much of a crowd because nobody believed that he was going to turn up, and he actually did turn up. And the only reason we knew that he was actually going to turn up is because he appeared in Donegal up at Sean Griffin's Talk of the Town. And he walked in the door, and of course it spread like wildfire. And of course I had a carload of people, and off we went. And it was just an absolutely brilliant night, an awesome night, and one for the memory books. They appeared about midway into it, and it was just Scott Gorham and Phil Lynott himself. And they did several tracks. I think Whiskey in the Jug, one of them. It was just awesome. Nobody actually could believe just that he'd actually turned up. But apparently, he had a great love for Donegal, and he used to spend a lot of time up around Machynlleth in Bundoran. So he had a great affiliation with Donegal, and it was Bernard Kelly. That actually he was a kind of the entrepreneur of the rock scene back in the day, and they used to get in all different bands all over the place. But Bernard was the one that was behind it, and he was the one that had organized Phil to come down. Now there is other stories to it about where he had a welcoming committee at the Great Northern, and it was Declan that had actually told me. And he arrived in by helicopter. And as he was coming in, he said he didn't want anybody to greet him and he didn't want any crowds. He just wanted to keep it low key. And of course, Bernard didn't listen to that. And he had a whole crowd organized, a welcoming committee and mayors and everything else. And as Phil came in to land, he decided he wasn't landing. And he moved the helicopter onto a different green before he got out. And then they ushered him down as far as the Astoria. And he arrived in, and there was a very small crowd. I'd say there couldn't have been any more than maybe a couple of 100 people at it. Now it was only about quarter full, and just it was just I couldn't just the atmosphere was just electric. Even though it was a small crowd, just the two lads, yeah, just the two lads. And it's from recollection. There's a wee bit hazy now, but from recollection, it was just the two lads. I have a feeling. I don't know. They weren't on the listing, but I have a feeling that the Mama's Boys were there as well. If I'm not mistaken, I know the lookalikes were there, but I have a feeling Mama's Boys turned up as well, and they were an awesome group from back in the day. I mean, we were very fortunate. When I look back now at the bands that did come to Donegal, I mean, you'll see advertisements for Roy Orbison was in the Pavisi, which is an amazing thing to think he was there. There's been a lot of good music that has come to Donegal. The Horselips were one of the major sessions that everybody used to go to. I remember you used to go and you'd stand at the Pavisi floor. And you wouldn't even have to move, but you'd actually be in the middle of the air because the floor was spring-loaded. I think actually in the Grill in Letterkenny at one stage that the actual floor collapsed and everybody ended up in the middle of it, that the whole thing, there's that many people jumping up and down. But we were very lucky with music, I think, in Donegal as a whole. They ended up after, they were there for, I'd say, the majority of that event. I don't think that they would have left. It was a celebration. It actually was his birthday party, and it was a celebration for his birthday. And I know that afterwards that they would have gone back to Machynlleth's hotel to continue on in the after party, but we weren't fortunate enough to get invited to that.